Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 204, Jesus Christ condescended to be born among us on earth.
Why does the birth of a baby bring such great joy? Perhaps because a new baby can be a symbol of hope. There's something about a brand new life full of possibilities that invites us to ponder what life might hold for that child and what wonderful things he or she will accomplish. Never has this been truer than at the birth of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Never has there been more hope placed in a child, and never has there been one born with so much promise.
When an angel invited shepherds to seek a newborn child in a manger, he also gave them a message about that child. It was a message of hope that this baby had come to earth to fulfill the sacred mission. The shepherds made their message known abroad, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Perhaps it would be good to follow Mary's example this Christmas, to ponder in your hearts the things you have learned about the Savior this year. How did he fulfill his mission of redemption in the accounts you have read? And more important, how has his mission changed your life?
Even if you have read or heard the story of the birth of Jesus Christ many times before, study it this time with this thought in mind. Christmas is not only a celebration of how Jesus came into the world, but also of knowing who he is, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and of why he came.
What do you know about who Jesus Christ was before he was born? How does this knowledge affect the way you feel when you read about his birth? What do you know about why Jesus Christ came to earth? How does this knowledge affect the way you feel about the Savior? How does it affect the way you live?
1 Nephi 11, And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the great city of Jerusalem and also other cities. And I beheld the city of Nazareth, and in the city of Nazareth I beheld a virgin, and she was exceedingly fair and white. And it came to pass that I saw the heavens open, and an angel came down and stood before me. And he said unto me, Nephi, what beholdest thou? And I said unto him, A virgin, most beautiful and fair above all other virgins.
And he said unto me, Knowest thou the condescension of God? And I said unto him, I know that he loveth his children, nevertheless I do not know the meaning of all things. And he said unto me, Behold, the virgin whom thou seest is the mother of the Son of God after the manner of the flesh.
Condescension means a voluntary descent from rank or dignity. Elder Gerald N. Lunn, formerly of the 70, commented on how well this word describes the coming of the Savior into mortality. Here was Jesus, a member of the Godhead, the firstborn of the Father, the Creator, Jehovah of the Old Testament, now leaving his divine and holy station, divesting himself of all that glory and majesty, and entering the body of a tiny infant, helpless, completely dependent on his mother and earthly father, that he should not come to the finest of earthly palaces and be showered with jewels, but should come to a lowly stable, is astonishing. Little wonder that the angel should say to Nephi, Behold, the condescension of God.
Now discuss with your family, what do you know about why Jesus Christ came to earth?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.